Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, we tee it up with the folks from Talk Radio News. No better insiders in the game politically. Ellen Ratner joins us, one of my faves. Ellen, she's still got a little jet lag coming back from the South Sudan.
I was up at 3:30 in the morning.
Ah, how do you cure jet lag? Do you have it? Do you fly a lot? What do you do?
Yes, melatonin will often do it, and you can buy it in the drugstore. There's a special formulation I use that's made in England, but melatonin is one of the best things you can do for jet lag. And of course, the other important thing that's really important is to make sure that you're not drinking that kind of thing, because that will really, if on a trip, on a jet trip, that'll just do you in.
All right, so no booze.
No booze really will destroy you.
All right, tips from Ellen. You need to write a book on that. That's your next book. What do you do when you have jet lag? this would be a great debate. Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren, there are a lot of debates going on here. We keep focusing on the presidential race, but the legislative area is really where it's at when you think of all the House and then, of course, key Senate seats. And this is a big one in Massachusetts because pretty much they're neck and neck, aren't they?
Well, that's right. And basically, they felt that Scott Brown, who won basically a two-year term in Massachusetts when Teddy Kennedy died, was because he was running against a female, I guess she was the attorney general or whatever.
Martha Coakley.
Mm-hmm. Coakley. Mm-hmm. She was not, in my view, the best candidate. She's probably very good at what she does as an attorney, but... Mm-hmm. Not great as a candidate. Anyway, and so he was trying to figure out a way of getting out of that debate, and so Harry Reid just went and canceled the vote so that after Senator Brown said he might miss the debate.
Yes, there you go. We'll just cancel it. This is too important.
Right. He said, bottom line is people have sent me down here to do a job. So now there's no vote scheduled, so he was on his way to the debate.
Yeah, there you go. You know who I would like to see in the debate? Claire McCaskill and Todd Akin in Missouri. Doubtful that that's happening there. But that's another
team. What's interesting on that race is that Newt Gingrich's former campaign guy and somebody, Rick Tyler, somebody who has been with the Newtster for a very long period of time, he is now running the Akin race. And the Newtster is coming out to St. Louis, and he's going to be doing a $500 a plate dinner.
Ooh. So, good scoop there. The presidential debates, there's two of them, right, coming up, and that's going to be
there's
big.
There's three presidential and one vice president. The first one is the third
October
in Colorado.
Yeah.
Of October. And then the second one, third one is in Kentucky, and I believe the fourth one is on the 22nd.
Yeah, wow. What do you think we're going to see? Is that going to be riveting stuff?
It depends. They're changing a little bit of the format this year. And so they're going to allow a little more sort of time and questioning, but to really delve into topics a little more. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Ellen Ratner, get some sleep. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, so you heard there with Ellen talking a little different kind of politics, a little bit more about two huge Senate races. Meantime, in the polls, since we're right here at the top of this hour of America tonight heading into the weekend, you know, the new polls that were out just today show that Obama is opening up a pretty big lead in Wisconsin. If you remember with Wisconsin, of course, Congressman Paul Ryan, now VP, slot on the Republican card. It was thought that maybe there's a good chance of a win in Wisconsin. Maybe this could be a leap over for Romney, perhaps. And, you know, this is still tight. It's tight here as a battleground place now. Colorado's tight, and Virginia is tight. The CBS News New York Times poll shows that Obama has erased Romney's advantage, however, in which candidate would do a better job with the economy, which is a big thing for the Democrats because this is the thing that they've been pushing now for months. And the figures show that Obama leads Romney 48% to 47%. You know, these polls, I think, are going to continue. This is the bottom line. These polls are going to continue to be tight between Obama and Mitt Romney. And ultimately, it's not going to matter unless, and I will say this over and over again, unless there is an avalanche of people that go and vote, because the way we elect presidents in this country is the Electoral College. So there has to be a mass of people that would come out and vote, especially in these so-called battleground or swing states. If that doesn't happen, nothing is going to change there. 47%, 48%, you know, it doesn't matter. It won't ultimately won't matter what the polls are saying unless the people actually go out and vote and change that number like the younger people did, because it was the youth vote that pushed Obama over the top. All right, a lot of you have talked about this and sent me emails on it. In fact, at the tail end of this hour, we're going to go to the mailbag. I mean, I got a ton of emails about Romney and the secret videotape. That was one thing. That's the gift that keeps giving. And then the other thing that I got a lot of emails on is this tax penalty that's going to hit the uninsured people that we've talked about. We've been to Washington four times. We've talked to all kinds of health care people, doctors, administrative types, insurers, all of that here on ATN for, what, 2-3 years. So this isn't really new news, except for that maybe the number's a little bigger than people originally thought. And the fact that you have the CBO saying, yeah, 6 million Americans, more than we really thought, are going to get slammed by a punishment or a tax penalty under this health care overhaul for not getting insurance. So it's more than initially was thought, and it's, of course, in the middle class, and that's not a shock. I think 4 million was the first that they said. In the first campaign for the White House, Obama was pushing the no taxes on anybody making less than $200,000 a year and couples making less than $250,000. I think they should put that promise somewhere in a desk in the White House, because it's not happening now at this point. The average penalty, and I've talked about this a lot, but the average penalty is anywhere between $1,200 and $1,600 bucks, and that would kick in 2016. So bad news for people who are already being squeezed. 80% of the people who would end up being those types of people that would get slammed would be making less than five times, that's the sad part, the federal poverty level. Right now, that works out. The number right now is 55,850. Wow. And that's just for an individual, 115,250 for a family of four. It doesn't sound like a lot of money. All right, stay with us. Some odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Her hair is hollow gold. Lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she leaves you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush.
So I promised some odds and ends here on the big show heading into the weekend. And we'll get into what's going on in the Middle East and, of course, mix in all the crazy politics. After all, the Sunday swirl is coming up when the yak, 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 yak talking heads happen everywhere you turn. If you get up early and you flip on the tube, it's the who's who. Cable and straight up the regular networks, it's all about politics and whatever the hot-button issues are. Of course, we know what they're going to be. The secret videotape, the redistribution comment from Obama, what the latest polls say, Libya and the White House. Did they tell the truth? Were they making things up? And other problematic things that are happening around the world. And the economy, the economy, the economy. So I want to take a break from that for a second. And if you go to AmericaTonight.net, there's links to Facebook and Twitter. And one of the things on my Facebook, I kind of got a wild hair when I was at the Jersey Shore. Not the Snooki Jersey Shore, the other New Jersey Shore. And there's not very many Snookies there. And anyway, we started talking about potato chips because Lay's has this potato chip contest going on where you get $1 million if you come up with the next flavor that they're going to sell. And they narrow it down to three people who have three different ideas, ingredients for making, you know, potato chips, different flavors is what they're looking for. And I thought of an easy one, cheesesteak. And then you could do with or without cheese. But I think a ton of people have already thought of that. But there's another one I came up with. And you get $1 million, by the way, if you win this contest. Or you can, you get a little tiny bit of money, and then you can get something like 30% of the profits, I think it is, for the year that they sell your potato chips. So I just thought about this. What about if you mix potato chips with dessert? Would anybody out there eat funnel chips? What if you had funnel chips? You know, you're walking along and at any fair, any boardwalk, funnel cakes are big everywhere across the country. And I like the idea of funnel cakes, but I'm not so sure the potato mixed with the dessert thing works out. But I know it's unique, at least. So far, I have one like, so I don't think I'm going to win $1 million. You may have a better idea. If you do, just for fun, serve it up. AmericaTonight.net or give me a jingle at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I don't know. It's crazy. Just for fun, too, because I'm so out of touch with the potato chip thing, as all of you know, I'm eating healthy, and it's rare that I eat potato chips. I would if I wasn't eating so healthy. And I looked up and down the aisles, and it's unbelievable. Almost already you can get any kind of chip that you can imagine, like chili chips, just unbelievable flavors. I thought the chili chips were interesting, but, you know, it's kind of the sky's the limit, I guess. Already they're pouring in. How about Cop, who says, there's one of my favorite guys from Jersey. He says rum flavor, 890 proof. So that could be unique. Create some chaos at the grocery store. When you go to checkout, you have to show your ID. Oh, those potato chips are only for 21 and older. Or, somebody said, Harmony said, how about dill ones? And dill's pretty good because a lot of people like the flavor of dill. Somebody else told me, well, what if you had potato chips that were like going out to lunch at a sushi bar? If you had a sushi flavor, something that was mixed in there that tasted like one of the rolls, how would that play out? I would have to say that might be a little rough. I don't know that people want their chips to taste like California rolls. I could be wrong. Remember, our satellite facility, after all, is in the state where they fry everything. Want some fried M&Ms? We got them. Whatever you want. The unique thing there is they come up with anything you can imagine, they will fry it. Fried Oreos, all that kind of stuff. So I just think it's cool that they're doing the contest and that somebody will eventually probably win $1 million or take the other deal for coming up with the flavor. If you have a really, really good one, don't share it on the air or send it to me. Just go to Lay's, wherever the Lay's contest is. You can Google it and put it in there because I think they're doing it until October 6th. All right, we're going to take a hard, hard right turn here for a second and talk about Penn State. This Penn State story, we were on the air the night all of that stuff started to happen. And the first thing I thought in my head is, I mean, first of all, how sickening it was for all the accusations about Jerry Sandusky, and realizing I think these things are pretty true. If they have all this evidence hanging here, they're going to nail him. And now that's happened. Penn State, we also knew, was going to have to somehow survive it, and they're going to have to settle massive lawsuits. I mean, they are just under barrage of lawsuits, and they should be, for how complicit they were in not handling the situation better, where you had 10-year-old boys who ended up being molested and sexually taken advantage of and abused. It's abuse. Terrible. So they hired a law firm to settle those suits because of the Sandusky child sex scandal. It's a big-time firm in Washington called Feinberg Rosen, and they've got all these out-of-court settlements. They have massive amounts of people that are coming out to file suits against them. And this law firm is the law firm that handled the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, the Virginia Tech mass shootings. You know, where there's mayhem, they're there. The September 11th attacks, so they have the reputation for sorting through all of that, and they're doing it. And I was just thinking off the top of my head, how much do you think that the university is going to end up paying out at the end? I'm saying a lot. You got 10 boys who were abused, that were part of the case. You have a slew of other people that have come forward to sue the school. And there's sort of no end in sight to this. There is no end in sight. What would be awful is if they start to charge the people going to the school more, which theoretically it'll be passed on to some of the people going to school at Penn State, because where are they coming up with all this money? I mean, they're on that downward slide where in the heydays when they had Joe Paterno and the program was not stained by child abuse, he was a money-making machine. He would just go to an event and make, you know, millions of dollars for the school. Now it's the opposite. Now they're getting slapped all over the place with basically having to settle lawsuits, and they're going to pay the piper on it. They're going to pay big, 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 big time, which I think is good. I think that I think the university should pay, because certainly the people they had in place in administrative roles should have done something. And they didn't. Anybody who's a parent knows immediately when they hear the story, they just clutch their chest and think, wow, imagine the access that Sandusky had. So he's doing his time, and the university is now getting their end of it because they got to pay. Yeah, the world is a vicious place when you don't do what you should do to protect the innocent. And finally, that message is getting across, I think, to Penn State. All right, coming up on the flip side of America Tonight, we've got the mailbag. So much over the iPhone 5, which has just blown up. Apple stock at one point in the week was well over $700. $702. It's down just a couple of bucks, but it's amazing what that phone launch has done. And how many people ran out to get the iPhone 5. We're talking about that and some other things that you talked about in your snail mail on the flip side.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, And the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Virtual mail room today and found mail on the floor. So much of it, a lot of it talking about Romney and the secret videotaping and Jimmy Carter's grandson. But before we go there, because we're going to check the mail, but before we go and do that, one quick story that I think you'll get a good chuckle out of. You know, one of the worst times to get your picture taken, when is that? It's, well, there's two times. When you're a kid and they line you up at school. Maybe it's because I went to Catholic school, and they would always, there'd be this long line, and they'd sit you down, and you felt uncomfortable, and they were moving your hands all around and everything. So I think that's a time when you don't want to be photographed. But also when you go to get your driver's license. Sometimes you're waiting in line, it's a hassle and all that kind of stuff. In New Jersey, it's worse, though. So usually they just say, okay, look in the spot, and you look in the spot. If you have a hat, you have to take the hat off. You're looking at the camera lens that they have, which now looks pretty much like a webcam. But in Jersey, when you're going to the Department of Motor Vehicles there, they say that it's mandatory for no big smiles. It's a policy. No smiles. Can you imagine? No big smiles. I was practicing that today. Let me put on my pouty face. So, but they're not alone. There's a whole bunch of states that are telling drivers to have a poker face when they get in line for that license shot, when they line up. It's like a mug shot now. And they've been doing this in Jersey since the beginning of the year. They tell you, please have a neutral expression on your face for the photographs. And why? It's because face recognition software. So an exaggerated facial expression, like if you smile huge, would confuse the software, which they're supposed to be able to catch any kind of fraud if you do it, if you just have a poker face, if you just have a neutral face. It's just whatever. You can't have glasses on. You can't have a hat on. Come on. What is this? It's like you're going to JCPenney's, but it's the opposite of what you're supposed to look like. So anyway, what happens is that some people don't realize. They didn't realize that you couldn't smile. And what they're doing in New Jersey and some other states, New Jersey's kind of like a test case for this, is they're going through the photo records so they can catch any duplicates, people who are trying to get a new identity. They can, this way they can go through all of them. In New Jersey, they say they'd have to go through 19 million photo records. Who has that job, going through all those records? Anyway, I thought it was funny. What do you think? I think it's, yeah. They might not be the only state, but that's the one that you think about. Arkansas, Indiana, Nevada, and Virginia also have neutral facial expressions. I hate the driver's license thing. Another reason just to renew it online. You know what I'm saying? All right, without further ado, let's scramble to the mailroom and check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Thanks, homie. Okay, this one from Allison, who says, Kate, I agree with you. I've heard you talk about this a few times. I want to know who took the video of Mitt Romney. More out of curiosity than anything else, because it's the video clip that's been seen almost everywhere. And it's been a rough week for Romney. Because of that, imagine he's going to a private house. They're paying top bucks. He's not thinking that this is going to end up less than 2 months before the election as a major talking point that he's going to have to address. Yeah, I did say that. Allison's right. That to me, I just out of curiosity, if nothing else, as she says, I want to know who scammed the video. See, people are confusing this. The grandson of Jimmy Carter actually gave the video, you know, because he was looking for video of Romney and things about Romney. He gave it to Mother Jones, but my understanding is he definitely wasn't the person who shot it. So it could only be two people. Call me Columbo, but somebody who was working there or somebody who paid $50,000 to be there. And since we live in a world of gotcha and controversy, If you were there and you could get him to answer the question kind of the way you want him to answer the question, then you'd have your little snippet. But I just think that it's more sinister than that because of the timing. The timing of it is so odd. The fact that, because it could have come out in May, it still would have burnt Romney. It could have come out in June, whatever, right after that happened. But it's magically, it doesn't get to the, you know, out to for the public to chew on until so close to the election. But, you know, who was the videotaper? I don't know. I would love to meet that person, though. If you did videotape it and you want to call anonymously to the show, like everybody else, you are invited. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, here's one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, hey, Delaney, what's going on in your world? I've heard you talk about the secret videotape. I think it's hilarious. I'm not a big Mitt Romney fan, although I can't stand Obama. I'll vote for Romney, but it is funny. Can you imagine being his aide and delivering that news to him? It's like he keeps getting blindsided. There are these bigger things out there, but he keeps getting blindsided by stupid things that he has to end up explaining when he's out on the campaign trail. And I am also wondering who videotaped it. Yeah. For what it's worth, Jake and Allison, the tape was, like, shaky. It'd be like if I had... It would be similar to if I'm sitting at a table and I decide, oh, I'm going to videotape that. Or I'm at a concert. I'm going to videotape this real quick. And I hold my hand up and the video's there and I'm just taping it. See, there's like a lot of silverware things going on. And it, the level that it, where it was shot, it just seems as though it was somebody sitting down. Somebody was sitting down when they shot this. I don't know that we'll know. I don't know that we'll know who it is. All right, here's another one. This comes to us from Biggie Bigger. I like that. Kind of a play on names there, like Biggie Small, Biggie Bigger. Biggie Bigger says, hello, America, tonight. I've been following politics for most of my life, and I am 40 years old. I have to say, I'm just so tuned out to the daily nonsense. I do not care anymore. I don't care anymore. And maybe it started a year ago with the 20-some debates. I'm not sure. As much as I care about this country and I care about who we elect, I just wish we would get it over with. And especially when it comes to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, isn't it inevitable that Obama is going to be elected again and be another two-termer? Maybe if that happens, we need to have a law. One term, that's it. One term. Because that would be the third two-term president. That would be the third in a row. So, it's like these governors, like Mayor Bloomberg. He gets on the ballot a measure that he can push further the term limits of the mayor. So he could be the mayor longer. And, of course, people vote for that and let him... And let him continue the fantasy of running New York City. Here's another one from Bob in Vermont. I've emailed you a couple of times, Kate. I have to say I enjoy your offerings on the airwaves. You have something a little bit different than the same old, same old. I hope your show soars. If you need any of us to help you out, let us know. Here's the thing. Obama's comments about redistribution were so old, and before he had done really anything, I don't understand how that comes out, and they try to make it a big deal. If I were the Romney folks, I would have just stuck to my guns about what he said, and I would have moved on. I would have just gone on from there and forget the redistribution thing unless he was pummeled by the same question over and over again. You know, it's actually a good point that he brings up. What people don't realize behind the camera is that's exactly it. So you have a news conference or you have reporters following you and you get asked the same question day after day after day after day. It can be, especially if there's controversy, it can drag on a little bit longer. And I think in the Romney videotape in Boca Raton thing, it lasted that extra day. So for the Democrats, it is a gift because it didn't just die out after one news cycle, one 24-hour period. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in quickly. This one from Jumpin', who says, long time no talk. I have to tell you that I'm so glad that Nail the Score is back. I'm going to try to call in next week. I have a lot of fun listening to it and the people that call that think they're clever and can actually guess what the final score is going to be. I heard that you sided this time around with San Diego, and I have to tell you, I'm going to back up that guess with you. Why not? Who says it can't be San Diego knocking off Atlanta? I hope the Chargers win for your sake. Remember, you can send us your thoughts anytime, day or night, americatonight.net. Meet us on the flip side.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen. I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America tonight. We're going to hit it 180 miles an hour like a race car driver out of his mind. So quickly, here's a big one for you. American Airlines, in the week that was, they decided to make life hell for some people. The pilots did. Because you got people that catch American flights all day long all over the country. And now it's become inconvenient. The airline expects to cancel up to 2% of its total flights through the end of October because of a dispute with pilots. So even if passengers find other flights, it's a huge blow to American. They've got all the losses on their books. They're trying to figure out how they can turn things around. It's the whole bankruptcy thing. So, I mean, you know, the question is, with passengers, especially in the fall, traveling, is it the smart thing to do? The pilots are reporting every little finicky thing on the plane, and they're getting planes canceled, planes, all that kind of stuff. So it's just bogged up. It's brutal. Thursday, 62% of the flights were on time. But you compare that with 90% for United, Delta, and US Air. The pilots are calling in sick, and that's the problem. They're with the significant rise in the calls, maintenance requests. They don't have as many as they've had now. So there have been a lot of problems. You know, American, when you dig deeper on this, really has had a terrible record when it comes to their labor. And, you know, you had, of course, you have flight attendants, pilots in the 90s. You have workers that accepted smaller pay or cuts to keep them out of bankruptcy. Then what happened was when they were taking cuts, people that were the peons, not making huge money, then the management types at American got bonuses that topped $1 million. Remember that whole controversy? So, I don't know. I don't necessarily blame them for being upset. So, you have unions for the flight attendants and ground workers that got new contracts, but they cut costs. The 8,000 pilots, the Allied Pilots Association, rejected the last contract offer. And then what happened was American went into, you know, got a federal bankruptcy judge's permission to impose new pay and work terms on the pilots, and that included cuts in benefits and more outsourcing of flights to other airlines. So be careful when you're booking flights. American could be a little bit risky. Perfect timing for me, as we'll be taking the show to Ireland, not next week, but the following week, and guess what airline? American Airlines. So much for not flying Aer Lingus for some reason, but we'll see. Hopefully I make it to the mother country and don't have a lot of problems there. There's still flights going. It's just it's luck of the draw. You're standing there at the craps table throwing the dice to see if you're actually going to get on that flight or not. Another part of the week that was is the White House is defining what happened at Benghazi in Libya at the consulate over a week ago. They're calling it now a terrorist attack. They started off saying it was spontaneity. It was over that crappy 14-minute film that popped up on YouTube about the Prophet Muhammad. The White House is really sticking to this one now, saying, you know, it's self-evident that what happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack. And that's it. Now they're focused on that, moving on from originally what they thought it was due to, what the White House thought it was the reason why the ambassador was killed and three other Americans, too. The week that was also, sadly, featured a few tense moments, like in New York City, on airwaves across New York City and elsewhere. Part of the conversation was about these anti-jihad messages that are going up in the New York subway system. Boy, you think of New York, and I'm telling you, they are very finicky, politically correct, especially when it comes to what's going on in the air, but also with what's happening advertising-wise and whatnot. So this ad, what it is, the ad says, support the civilized man. And, you know, it's basically anti, like I said, savage signs, and defeat jihad. It's an ad that equates pretty much radicals, Muslim radicals, with savages. And it's going up all around in the subway because we've got, you know, all these protests over that anti-Islamic film that rips the Prophet Muhammad. That's all over the Muslim world. Now here is the bounce back to that. And this has happened before. The ad was plastered on San Francisco City buses in the last couple of weeks, and it sent some people out after the buses to scrape off the ads or graffiti them or do whatever they could. And then while that happened, other people were putting in words like jihad or holy war and adding things to it. So this is an interesting twist on the story because you have a lot of people that are coming out and saying, oh, this shouldn't be allowed, that this is ridiculous, and this is stirring the pot. And if you don't want to see what happened in Libya and Egypt after the video, maybe you're not so strong here in America and shouldn't do things like put up those things in the subway. The American Freedom Defense Initiative says that the ads being allowed is a huge victory for the First Amendment, and they're not concerned that they could spark any kind of protests against the video called Innocence of Muslims. They're not worried about that. I think there's reasons to be concerned. I think there's more reasons to be concerned about what's happening here and how many people have assimilated, how many people have student visas that we have no clue about. No clue. To me, that's unbelievably scary, because there's how somebody could get in. But these ads, the message on the ads, there's no in between, really, if you look at them. It's pretty obvious what they're trying to do. It's definitely obvious what they're trying to do. Kicking it around with the week that was, the Libya thing was big. And also what was big is the tug of war over what we've mentioned here in this first hour, the Obama comments versus the Romney comments. Romney today accused Obama of waving, you know, a flag of surrender for saying you can't change Washington from the inside, despite former campaign promises of hope and change. Maybe hope and change was just too vague. He needed something right, you know, specifically to hit people over the head with. Maybe that's part of the reason why it didn't go off so well, is what I'm thinking anyway, right? One last one in this segment of ATN. This is a big one. Afghanistan, the last of the U.S. surge troops, in other words, the extra guys that came over, have left Afghanistan. How about that? Everybody's supposed to be cleared out in 2014, but for now, at least a chunk of the military that was stationed in Afghanistan is history. Because 2 years ago, the president ordered 33,000 more troops to Afghanistan to do something about the Taliban violence, and they did. But now it's a question of where do we go from here, right? 2014, that's the deadline. That's what we've been told. 2014, and we are going to crawl out of there like cockroaches. Just get out of there. We are done. So now, if you're doing the math, there are 68,000 American troops in the war zone right now, which they need to be there. There have been some problems lately in Afghanistan.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.